Aaron, how may I help you?
Hello, yes, I've got a message from you, Aaron, to give you a call. It's Alexandra Clark.
Okay, bear with me, Mrs. Clark. Ah, perfect, yeah. So I was giving you a call last week, just in regards to your Scottish redress application.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, do you have roughly around about 15 minutes to have a chat with myself? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, uh-huh.
Perfect. So just for data protection, Mrs. Clark, can you confirm your address for me, please?
It's Ramble Avenue. Perfect.
Perfect. And the password on your account is Jambo?
That's right, uh-huh.
Perfect, okay. And just to make you aware, Mrs. Clark, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So what the point of this call is I'm just going to... you are through to the investigation team here at MMA Legal. So what the point of my call is I'm going to be gathering just a little bit more evidence in regards to how your care settings and your time and care has affected you, and if it does still play an effect on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also just grab some details from yourself in regards to where you're registered with your doctors and confirming your care settings, so we can request for your records from the local authorities. I'll ask you a little series of questions as well, just obviously, as I said, gathering some knowledge on yourself and representing you the best way that I can. And then I'll give you a little bit of a summary of how the case is going to go, and then just run through some legal fees at the end of the call, and then I'll send you back on your way to enjoy a nice Monday afternoon. Does that sound okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine, uh-huh.
Perfect. So can I start off just by asking you, Mrs. Clark, are you currently suffering from any mental health issues at the minute?
I do suffer from depression.
Okay. And how long have you been suffering with depression for?
A lot of years. about 30 years.
30 years, did you say?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And are you on any antidepressants or anything at all?
I am, yes. I take fluoxetine, 40 milligrams.
Okay. Okay. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
No, yeah. I'm not much of a drinker.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, one question I do have to ask you, Mrs. Clark, and I do apologise in asking you so, as I said, it's just so I can gather the best knowledge I can about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
No.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much for being open and honest with them. No questions, I do appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see here that we've got in brackets a name for yourself of Sandra Gibson. Is that a name that you was known in by care or anything like that?
Yes.
It is, okay. So you was known as Sandra. Okay. And whereabouts are you registered with your doctors at the minute?
Stenhouse Practice in Falkirk, Ladbroke.
Okay, you said Stenhouse Practice.
Stenhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, Ladbroke, Park Drive.
That's it, uh-huh.
Perfect, okay. And how long have you been with that practice for?
10 years.
Okay. Okay, and then the care settings that we've got for yourself here, we've got Funethi Residential School.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, bear with me. That's in Angus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and how long was you in Forneffy for?
I can't remember exactly how long, but I think it was for the whole of the school summer holidays. And we went there twice. And I was probably about 8 year old, seven, either 7, 8 or 9 year old. I can't give you exact dates because I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. My colleague Gemma, who you may have spoken to. She's put in here, obviously you might remember from having a phone call with her, she's put the date of
1972.
Yeah, they're
at 7 then, that's probably about right, yeah.
Okay, so 1972, and then you said you went there for 2 placements?
Yeah.
Okay, so that'll take you to 1973. Was that in like the summer holidays, was it?
It was, yes.
Yeah. Okay, and was you placed there by your own parents' accord, or was that from the social services?
It was probably done through social services because my mum had mental health problems, and she was a single parent, and so we had a lot of input from social work.
Yeah. Okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, so once we request for your records from obviously your medical practice and also Angus Council, once we've received them records, would you like us to share them records with yourself at all?
I would, yes.
Of course, not a problem.
I don't know that my GP would have anything on file, though, from that far back, would they?
I mean, all we can do is try, but obviously, of course, you suffering from depression in itself, it does strengthen your case, obviously, because I'm not assuming, but I'm guessing, you're probably suffering from depression from trauma that you may have faced, and potential upbringing issues. It all does play a factor in obviously strengthening your case.
Yeah.
So. Obviously, anything that is in your medical records that we don't need to use, we won't use, and we'll discard all that information. But anything that we can pick out and present as evidence, to be part of the case, we'd be doing so, and obviously going through that with yourself, as well to confirm.
Okay.
Client would like records to be shared once received. Okay, and even, I'm not saying you have, but even the likes of having health issues like COPD, that can be caused by stress, obviously stress-related issues from trauma, from past experiences, it all does link in. So even like some health issues, I think, I don't want to be wrong, but I might be, I think fibromyalgia as well is another thing brought on by trauma. So there is little things that we can find in your medical records that we can relate to. And obviously with having your medical records and it dates back to however long ago, obviously it all can be used as evidence.
Okay,
Mrs. Clark. So with obviously gathering your name for your care settings, we'll be requesting for your care setting records under that name. Once obviously as we do receive the records, we'll be happy for us to go through them with yourself. This journey that you and I are about to embark on, it is going to be around about a 6 to 12 month journey. So in that time, we will be giving you an update every 4 to 5 weeks on how your case is progressing and also what stage we're at with your case. Your case gets put forward to an independent panel within the Scottish Government. This is done behind closed doors, so they will be looking at your case, going through the evidence that we've presented, alongside reading your statements that we'll grab off you at a later date, like further down the line in the journey. I will be informing you of when this hearing date will be and also the conclusion of the date as well. As I said, it is done behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere. All we're doing, you know, behind the scenes for the next 6 to 12 months is gathering as much evidence and presenting the best case that we can to, you know, get the compensation that, you know, you do rightly deserve. First and foremost, as a law firm, we do like to, you know, get an official apology from the Scottish Government for what you've been through during your time in care. But then, again, alongside that, you know, fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well. As I said, I'll be updating you throughout this whole process, so you won't be alone or left in the dark, anything like that. Before I do let you go, of course, I will go through the legal fees with yourself again. As my colleague Emma might have already done this, I do apologise. This is for my compliance team at my end. Once I have read through these, I will formally ask you, Mrs. Clark, if you are happy to proceed with MMA Legal to represent you moving forward. And then once I've got all that information, I'll be happy to send you on your way to enjoy a nice Monday afternoon. Does that sound okay? Perfect, Mrs. Clark. Thank you. So, Mrs. Clark, when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you are applicable to three options when it comes to the funding. Option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. And all that means is you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme with the Scottish Government, whether that be in England or Scotland. They basically get a handout from the Scottish Government where it's up to £2,000 is paid to handle your case. So whether you win or lose the case, there is no fees attached to the case. When the, you know, the legal law firm or person is representing you. But option three is ourselves. We are a private and independent law firm. We work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, we won't come and chase you for any financial fees and cause that burden or stress upon yourself. We are covered in that sense. If and when the case does go in our favour, we do take a percentage of 16% plus VAT, which is a capped percentage of 19.2%. Now, it doesn't matter what compensation you may receive. We don't come looking for more. We just, as I said, it is a capped percentage, so we just do want to be settled for the time, effort and work put into your case that's been presented to the Scottish Government. Okay, so with them three options being read to yourself, Mrs. Clark, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal to represent you?
I am, yes.
Perfect. Thank you very much for clarifying that. Okay, and that is everything that I've got from my end at the minute. If there is anything else in the meantime, I'll be giving you a call back, but I can see that that's everything that I do need. As I said, we'd be writing to your local authority and your medical records as well. So obviously, once we do receive them, whether that be a phone call before I do update you in about 4 or 5 weeks' time, or obviously I'll be, you know, hopefully getting your records back before then and giving you a call. Obviously, you will hear from me pretty soon. Before I do let you go, Mrs. Clark, is there any questions for me at all?
No, it's fine. You've explained it all quite well.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I'm glad to have for yourself. As I said, my name is Aaron, so I'm going to be your case handler moving forward.
Okay.
If you do have any questions or anything pops into mind in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call back.
Right, okay, that's fine, Aaron. Not a problem,
Mrs. Clark. Thank you very much for your time today and I hope you have a lovely afternoon.
You too. Thanks very much. Thank you. Bye.
No, thank you. Bye now.